really, I'm thrilled because I have four of, I have many. It's we're a blessed house. I don't know if you've noticed that. We have many, many ministers with great callings, and they're going to get greater and greater in their, you know, their movement in the earth. But these four, I've loved, learned, they carry healing, they carry deliverance, they carry freshness of sound. So I asked them, I asked Super Doulas, who does Camriel Healing Rooms. Then I asked Steve Aquan, who does the Restoration Ministries, which in 2 weeks from this Saturday, there's a mini encounter, which you can find out online and you can get information in the back. And then I also asked Lynn Mays, who is in the Sozo Ministry. And I then asked Larry Bingman, who does, has been traveling a lot out of the country doing workshops on how to do the works of Jesus and how to bring people into the healing. And I said, just come and for 10 minutes, share whatever you want that either helped you to receive healing, learn to be healed, or to minister healing and to give healing away, or anything like that. You can, and so we're going to have that in that order. Super Doulas, why don't you kind of come on up? And then once Sue's done, then Steve, you just come on up. I won't reintroduce you. And then after Steve will come Lynn and then Larry.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Let's give Jesus a shout offering tonight. Woo! You know, it says in the Bible to come and to give Jesus a joyful shout. And that's what we're here for tonight. We're here to honor him. And Pastor Steve, like he said, Sue, can you share about receiving and ministering healing? Woo, in 10 minutes. So I brought to you the word, Jesus. So if you just take your word home and get into it, then you have everything you need for healing to receive it or minister it. Amen? Okay, and that's really honest. I didn't know the word even though I had received Jesus into my heart, and I had been to tons of Bible studies, been in this church for a while, but when it came, when I was real sick, I didn't know what to do. Revelations 19:13 says that Jesus, his name is the Word of God. So if you want to get to know Jesus, you need to get to know the Word of God. Let's all say that. I need to get to know the Word of God. Now, Pastor Steve, I wish he was doing his series when I really needed it about meditating in the Word, because I just happened upon it, and that is the key that radically transformed my life. So I would take this book, and I started to read it, and then I learned that I could actually use the Bible, the words in the Bible, to have a conversation with God. I could listen to him, and then I could talk to him about the word. So if you need healing or want to minister healing, a lot of people, when they're sick, they get caught up in telling their problem over and over and over again. Instead of talking to God about your problem, talk to him about what he wants to tell you, about how he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross, to forgive your sins and heal all your diseases and redeem your life from destruction. Amen? So meditate on the word. Get into what Pastor Steve has been telling us, and it will transform your life. I actually, this year, began to put up my teachings online because of the demand and a large donation. So you can go to Camriel Healing Rooms now. Just hearing a different voice sometimes is refreshing. So I have one called Meditating on the Word of God, where I tell my personal testimony, and it took a lot longer than 10 minutes. So you can go there, www.camriohealingrooms. Okay, one of the most powerful forms of meditation is what Pastor Steve is telling you. There is nothing more powerful you can do in meditation except to actually be in that place. And so one of the things that the enemy tries to do to every person that wants to get healed is he wants to tell you that in some way you have been disqualified from healing. But if you put yourself in one storyline, Luke 4:40, this is what I did, okay? When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them, and they were healed. So I put myself in the crowd. And we always think when you're sick that you're the exception, you're not going to get healed. But you see yourself in that crowd. Jesus is walking. He's here right now. Two or three gathered together in his name. He's here. He's laying his hands on you. You see that. You visualize it. You receive it. You're there. He's here. You can receive it right now. You don't have to wait till someone lays hands on you. This is reality, you guys. This is a superior reality of who Jesus is. Okay. When you start to meditate on the Word of God, you have to make the quality decision that you're going to actually cross over from the land of unbelief to actually believing what the Word says, even though you can't see how it's possible. You're not going to see how it's possible because God lives in the land of the impossible and your finite mind can't wrap itself around the impossible. Luke 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that they might have life and life abundantly. Do you know what the enemy wants to steal? Number one. The Word of God, Luke 8:12 says, the devil comes and takes the Word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So if he can get this Word out of your heart, out of your mind, guess what? Then you can't be healed. Believe it, and you will be what? Saved, sozo, healed. What does the Word of God say about healing? The Old Testament, God introduces himself and he says, I am the greatest physician you'll ever know. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. That's his name. That's who Jesus went to die on the cross for your forgiveness and your healing and the salvation of your whole man. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord. I do not change. He hasn't changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament today. He is in the business of healing. He was in the business of healing. He always will be in the business of healing. Every person, he's after every one of you to be healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes you were healed. My husband had my license plate. 1 Peter 2:24. It's not I pet. It's 1 Peter 2:24. I get into that word. I stay in that word. And I'm not letting anyone budge me from that word. It's my word over my piano. I have 1 Peter 2:24, a little girl looking at herself in the mirror of God's word, and it says, I had this engraved, by his stripes I'm healed. I look into the word. I have to have these visuals. You have to have visuals of what it is you're marrying your heart to and your soul to in Jesus' name. God's character, you got to know his character. Number one, the season of love. He is love. He died on the cross so you could have everlasting life. And everlasting life, you know what Jesus defines everlasting life as? As knowing him. You can know him as your healer today, right now. Amen. The second most important thing besides the Word of God is worship. That song that we sang tonight, worship is a mighty weapon. He showed that to me in a dream, and I didn't even know what the dream meant. He said, Jehoshaphat, 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 who's Jehoshaphat? I had to look him up in the Bible. I didn't know who he was. What character is this? He set the worshipers on the front line. So God, I felt, was telling me personally, you get out there and you start worshiping me. I got the flags in my home. I worship, I worship. Healing happens at worship. He is raising up this house as worshipers of the Almighty God. Be used by him. Last point, come and be involved. Camrio Healing Rooms, we teach 6 o'clock every Tuesday night. You can come to receive prayer at 7 o'clock. Prayer for anything, prayer for your healing, and you can come to minister healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a shout. Jesus! You're our fireworks God. Amen. And I want to thank you, Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve is a remarkable man of God because he has allowed healing in this house. And God loves to heal.
Well, I'm going to start even as I'm walking here. In 4 weeks, Shirley and I will have marked 20 years to this church. 20 years ago, we drove into the Jubilee parking lot. We haven't left since. So God has a purpose for us being here, and we found that purpose in the ministry of inner healing. And, you know, when people hear that we are involved in inner healing, they say, OMG, you know, what a can of worms. But I found that I've been very humbled by that can of worms because it brings you next to people in their most vulnerable places, and you hear their stories. And my life has gotten so much bigger because I've sat at their feet with my shoes off. And it has tenderized my heart, really. Okay. So Pastor C posed the question. He said, what are the secrets to inner healing? And I said, okay, I'll tell you the secrets tonight. And hopefully I can do 3 of them for you. But I want to let you know that after I tell you them, there's still going to be a secret to you. And you say, well, why is that? I heard it. Exactly, you heard it. But the secret becomes yours when you engage in it. Anything that is set up here, if you don't engage in it, it's not yours. What Sue said, it will not be yours until you engage in it, and it becomes yours. So, what are the secrets? Well, there are secrets in plain view. When I do ministry in Shirley's office, we have myself, I have someone else from our ministry team, we have the person that we're ministering to, and then for me, I always keep an empty chair. And you might say, well, that sounds strange. It says, who's the empty chair for? Holy Spirit. Because I know before I hear anything that whatever I say is going to be wrong. It won't do them one bit of good. But what I also know is that my Father God, who is in heavenly places, has already quilled out the plan for the ministry time. And he knows, and he wants us to know what it is through his Holy Spirit. Now, how do we know that? Well, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So, let me read this to you. Okay, if I can get it. Okay. All right. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And it reads, "For who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them?" It's your spirit. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God who is from him, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. So I know that God knows what needs to be done. So the first secret is learn how to activate your spirit person. And it's very, very simple. And I'm going to do it right now. Heavenly Father, I ask that right now you activate each of our spirit persons, which I call forth to attention to come, so that we may hear your Holy Spirit speak to us. And if you can snap into the spirit and disengage from your mind, you're there. If your mind is still racing, practice it. That's the secret right there. To disengage from your mind and engage with your spirit so that you can understand what Holy Spirit is going to say, because Holy Spirit's not going to speak in the language of the mind. God is not interested in information. He's interested in revelation. And our minds are chock full of information, but it's lacking totally in revelation, and that's what God has in mind for us. Okay, so the second secret is again found in Scripture. It's John 7:38. As Scripture says, out of our bellies flow rivers of living water. And in our church, we talk about the river of forgiveness. Uh-huh. And certainly that is true, but what I found is that the river of life, which is what God's word calls it, is much greater than just forgiveness. And I found it through trying it out myself, on myself, that I said, well, if it is the river of life, it must hold all the things of life. And so what I discovered is that this river of life is not only for forgiveness, but it is a river of peace. It is a river of restoration. It is the river of fulfillment of promises. It is the river of healing. It is the river of prophecy. If you want a prophecy, don't go to a prophet first. Go to the river of life. And God will speak to you in that river of life directly. It is the river to release and to receive. Mm-hmm. It is receiving the destiny that God has for you. Because as we can see with our sanctified imagination, what we release, what we want to get rid of, goes down the river until it becomes a dot and disappears around the bend forever. And what comes down to us from around the other side, from the throne of God, is his promise to us. And all we have to do is release and receive. So that's the second secret. And then the third secret, which we found, surprisingly, is that we can have a victorious session, healing session with people, and then we found out that next week they lost it. And says, what happened? We were all rejoicing, and we were all saying, oh, gosh, It's all been taken care of. But it was lost in the week. And how did that happen? It's because, again, in God's word, Romans 12:2, there has to be a transformation. Okay. Transformation comes after victory of the moment, in the moment. And so we found that in order to hold on to hang on to, and to truly be transformed, you need to now walk in that victory and claim it and allow your biology, allow your spirit, allow your thinking to be totally transformed on all levels so that you truly become a new creation, and that God can work his divine plan in the new wineskin. He's not pouring new wine into an old wineskin. The old wineskin has to give way to a new wineskin. So that's the third secret that I have found. So, and that's the one that has been probably most trying for me because it requires oodles and oodles of patience on my part to minister and on my part even to receive it. But God says, I am patient without end. And to that, you know, he loves us so much that he loves us without end and with endless patience. So those are the secrets that I have found for myself in ministry and also for myself in my own journey with my Lord. Thank you.
Wow, I think it's hysterical that Jesus gave us all different scriptures for the same thing. So it's good. It's good. It's all good. Sozo, I'll get into that, but I'll give you my testimony. I was at the Catholic Church for over 30 years, over 20 years at the Presbyterian Church, and no one ever told you how to invite Jesus into your heart. So I heard it on KDAR, and so that was over 30 years ago this August. And my life totally changed. I did a 180. I was chasing the dollar, bigger, better, and then I went and chased Jesus. And I read a book, and it was called The Bondage Breaker, and I'm reading it, and I realized when we came to Romans 8:1, I'd been had. Because there's no condemnation in Jesus. And I had condemnation up the yin-yang here. I mean, just amazing. And I went, whoa, have I been had. So I went into intercession. I thought, okay, all right, I'm going to pay back. And so I did a lot of prayer walking. And we went all over the place for 16 years. We prayer walked the Middle East. We passed out Jesus films. We prayer walked Europe. The States, all kinds of things, and we went to France to help set out, right outside Geneva, set up a nonprofit so we could do humanitarian aid in the hard-to-reach countries and pass out Jesus films. But when we came back in December of 2002, we knew that was done. So I thought we were done. So in January, I was invited to an intercessor meeting, and I love intercession. And so I showed up, and it was the beginning of the Ventura Healing Rooms with the Barshas, Katie and Jeffrey. And Mitch and I helped set them up on there. So we had the same thing, where people would get healed, and they couldn't keep it. And we thought, wow, what are we going to do here? So the Barshas went looking for an inner healing, and they went to Redding, California, Bethel Church, and they picked up Sozo. So there was about, I think we had 20 or 25, and 10 of us went up there to get trained for Sozo. So we're in the session. It was a four-day session at the time. So I'm going like, I have to experience this because I don't get it. And so it was the last 10 minutes of the last day, and they wanted a volunteer. I mean, I flew out of my seat and jumped in the seat they were. She goes, well, okay, we have a volunteer here. So she put her hand on my shoulder. Now, remember, I've already been in ministry a long time. I've been at Jubilee 14 and a half years. I have always been at the church. So she puts her hand on me and her just my shoulder. And she says, oh, I hear you don't trust God. And I went, what? I have been in the Middle East prayer walking. What do you mean? And so I said, well, you know, if you can't trust God, who can you trust? And she says, okay, she recognizes that's a lie. So I want you to renounce it. So, you know, here I am. I'm just doing it. You know, I don't believe I believe that. So I renounce the lie that I don't trust God. And I'm sitting there. This giant fireball gathers at my feet, goes flying over me and off the top of my head. I went, oh, my gosh. That was a lie I was believing, and he took me back to when that first entered, which was in the fourth grade. And so I had to forgive that whole situation, renounce the lie, and she says to me, I'm leaving, she says, you got a lot more lies in there. I go, I know. That night I went back to my room, and I was all alone, and it actually was glorious. I just went, what is the lie I believe about you, Father God? Renouncing it, receiving the truth, and forgiving whoever. And it was all night long. I got all kinds of gifts. I got the outfit. I got the crown. I got the scepter. I got the robes. I was all dressed up in the morning. Yes. Okay. What lies do you believe that you don't know you believe? The Holy Spirit knows. He knows. You know, Jesus said, you guys are going to need help. I'm going to ask my Father to send you the helper because you're not going to be able to do this without him. The Holy Spirit is so sweet. He comforts, he nurtures, and he guides us into all truth. He is a truth-giving spirit. He teaches us how to do life brilliantly. He teaches us great and marvelous things. So, Kelly, if you could put up that scripture. I wanted to have us read this together. So this is Jesus talking. This is John 16:7. I love John. I love chapter 16. If you don't read anything, just read 16. It's really good. Okay, so let's read this together, but I'm going to do some Holy Spirit stops on it, okay? However, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, okay, hold it. Who could use some comfort? Would that be good? Yeah, you want some comfort? Okay, great. Counselor, wait a minute, does that mean dictator? Do you have a voice with him? Can you say, well, what about this? And he can say, well, what about that? Things you hadn't thought of. And he also can talk to you and say, well, he can tell you why you're afraid to do what he wants you to do. Well, that's helpful, isn't it? How about a helper? You need some help? How about an advocate? What's an advocate? Somebody goes to bat for you, right? Defends you. Who could use that? All right. Intercessor. In Romans 8, he says he intercedes for us. Okay, anybody want that? All right. So he's a strengthener. Could you use some more strength? How about standby? You know what standby means? He comes with us when we make bad choices. Good, bad, or ugly, he never leaves us. There is no condemnation in Jesus. Okay, so all of this is the Holy Spirit. This is who he is, okay? This is his job. This is his job. So he will not come into close fellowship with you, but if I go away, I will send him to be in close fellowship with you. Well, ask God, Father God, Holy Spirit, are you inside me? Have I invited you in? You have all of that, and it's in a nanosecond. You could talk to him about anything that happens, anything that comes up. And he will tell you, Let's go to the second one, Kelly, 13. We're going to jump to 13 again, John 16. Now, this one we'll read together, and I won't stop you. This is who he is. The other was what he does. This is who he is. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole, full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. So if you ask the Holy Spirit, what lie am I believing? He'll tell you the truth. He'll tell you the lie. Who do I need to forgive? What is the truth? We always, always replace a lie for the truth. You have to break agreement. The whole thing is the battle is for our mind. Who will we make agreement with? Are you hearing God will never heal me? You just made agreement with that. You have to break it. God says there's nothing impossible that he can do, he can't do. So you have to break the lie, and then you ask the Holy Spirit, what's the truth? And is there anybody I need to forgive? That cleans house. That keeps my healing. That's how I do it. That's when we are here in the sozo room. The first big lie is, I don't hear God's voice. Well, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So that's a lie, right? So we break it and they hear the voice of God. Because also in Hebrews it says, as long as today is today, listen to his voice. He's not doing a bait and switch with us. This is the truth. He will talk to you. You do hear him. He can speak to you through your five senses, but by the end of the session, you're listening to him audibly because he said, you're going to hear my voice. Okay. Now, we are made up of spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, we already talked about. Your soul is your emotions, your intellect, your reasoning, your understanding. It's all of that that, you know, gets spun around all the time when somebody says something to you. And your body houses it. Now, the problem with the body, it's a historian. It keeps track of everything from the time you were conceived. Good, bad, or ugly, it stores it. It stores it in your body. It stores it in your cell. Anger is stored in your liver. That we know scientifically. And unforgiveness in your kidneys. This is a problem. But Jesus. So when you have a traumatic event happen and you need to forgive the person and renounce the lies and receive the truth, we now have, your body has a voice. Your body actually will talk to you. It's probably screaming at you right now, but it will talk to you. You can ask him what's wrong. If you have offended your body, like you're pushing it and it's not ready to go there, then you need to tell their body you're sorry for it, and will they forgive you? Now, just because you forgave that person that did that traumatic event doesn't mean your body's going to do it. These are triggers. This is when they can't hold their healing. Nobody talked to the body. So the body has to forgive the event and release it. Now, this actually has been taught in the medical industry now. So this is, I know it's weird. It is weird. I mean, when people go, they go, oh, I go, yeah, I know it's weird. But that's one of the main things that you have to do. You have to be, I have to be Team Lynn. You guys all have to be, you can't have everybody fighting. You can't have your soul fighting with your body. It doesn't work. So in Corinthians, it says that we have to capture every thought. Okay, well, Google says we have 2,100 thoughts an hour, 50,000 thoughts a day, and that's the lower. I mean, they went up as high as 70,000 for a day. This is a lot. You have to remember the war over us is for us to agree with something, and that becomes our new truth. So what are we agreeing to? Okay, so we have to capture every thought. As you kind of go through cleaning up house with the Holy Spirit, you will start feeling, you can feel the lie come in, and then you can just release it. But you have to say to yourself, what am I believing right now? What just came in? and then renounce it and the whole thing on that that I already said. But whatever you agree with, you give it power over you. If you agree that you're no good, you're disqualified. By the way, you can never disqualify yourself. You are a child of God. He has not changed his mind. He loves you dearly. He thinks most of this stuff is funny. And all mistakes, I said, Father God, what do you think about mistakes? He says they're opportunities for growth. That's our God. He will never, ever not have you in his family. He knew you before time began. He waited for the, he is an intimate God. Waited for the sperm, the egg, made it happen. He knew your color of your hair before you began. And he will walk us through eternity. You cannot disqualify yourself. No hiding in the closet. He knows you're in there. He'll go in there with you. Okay, so getting back to capture every thought. How many? Oh, I have 2 minutes? Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. All right. So, again, if there's no condemnation in Jesus, then who's condemning you? You're in the wrong camp. You're in the condemnation camp. You're never going to amount to anything. You're no good. You're ugly. You're stupid. Eat worms and die. That is the enemy's camp. Now, you guys know trash talk. Come on. If you're a verbal processor like me, you start hearing it come out. Then you have to stop it. What you are saying, what you are agreeing to, is what you're believing, and you need to stop it. Now, we have a camp, another camp. So I want you all to say, Jesus, or Father God, are you fabulous? Yeah, what'd he say? He's not shy. Yeah, he's fabulous. Am I made in your image and likeness? Yes, that's scripture, right? Does that make me fabulous? Yeah, it makes you fabulous. You're in his image and likeness. All right, so to say this to me, I am fabulous. I can't help it. I'm just fabulous. So when you get a thought, if it doesn't smack fabulous, don't receive it. All right, so what happens? Somebody tell me this. What happens if you take something that doesn't belong to you? What's that called? Exactly. Why do you want to steal from the enemy? Why do you want to come in agreement with him? If God says it doesn't belong to you, send it back. It's send it back. You have to listen to your trash talk. It's so that you change it back to that. This is what keeps your healing. You can't keep your healing if nobody's on board with it. You do have to work. You do. It's just like Steve said. You have to activate it. You have to be proactive. Nobody's going to get your critters off of you. You have to do it. But it's no big deal. I mean, we have the Holy Spirit. Look at this. He's here to help you. So I do have some people from my team here, and we're here to pray for you. You've got some critters, we'll get them off. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Did you notice the common thread here? Jesus, 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 Jesus. It'll always be about Jesus. If the last thing and the first thing you learn will be about Jesus, that's all that counts today, tomorrow, and forever. Jesus said, I am the Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and forever. I want to tell a story about Jesus. I always tell Jesus stories. This out of John. I love the Gospel of John also. This is John, the 4th chapter. Not the Samaritan woman. This is beyond that. This is verse 50. After Jesus did all the work in Samaria, revealed himself as Messiah, first time Jesus ever said, I am the Messiah. And we know what took place. But in verse 50, a nobleman came from Capernaum. Capernaum is where Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. So he knew what Jesus does. He knew about Jesus, but he didn't know Jesus. But he came because his little boy is sick. And if you want to know Jesus, if you become desperate towards Jesus, you will find him with desperation. And it really works in the world of the Spirit. And it says he came. And he said, Jesus, my little boy is at the point of death. Will you come? No, he said, come. He didn't say, will you come? Come, lay your hands on him. He'll live and not die. Now listen to what Jesus says. You people will not believe unless you see signs and wonders. He's talking to a Jew. Also to a bunch of Gentiles. But the man refused to listen to that. He said, come to my house and lay your hands that he will live and not die. And now here's the key. And Jesus said, go your way, your son lives. That's all Jesus said. Go your way, your son lives. And it says, the man with all of his heart, Passion Translation, says with all of his heart, believed the words that Jesus said and went his way. That's how you get healed. He believed the words that Jesus said and he went his way. That's what Sue is talking about. If you believe the word of God, blessed be God, you will be healed. If you believe the word of God, you will keep your healing. If you believe the word of God, the critters will not want to be on you because you are repulsive to the demon. They don't like you because the Spirit of God is all over you and you talk all about Jesus. They hate the name of Jesus. There's no greater name but the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, get out of me. I am Jesus' property. I declare it in Jesus' name. I'm free. I'm free. Holy Spirit makes me free. That's what happens. I had a great testimony. Melanie and I went to Israel, had a wonderful time. Went to Germany, wonderful time. That's 31 days, and I am tired. I came home 2 days and left for Thailand for 31 more days. And praise God, I don't know if Wes is here, but God bless Wes Crosby, who was my greatest traveling partner other than my wife. Other than my wife. Wes, I love you, but you ain't my wife. She's way nicer than Wes, and Wes is nice. Anyway, so we get to the first night. First guy that comes up says, do you remember me? And I always lie. Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah, you do it. I'm doing D-Mock, right, Pastor Steve? He said, your wife and you prayed for me last year at the big convention in November, and you prayed for me, and you said you have a new heart. And I believed what you said. That's what the nobleman did. I believed what you said, and the doctor confirmed recently, I have a new heart. I have a new heart. If you believe what Jesus said. It's great to believe what Paul said. It is the same Holy Spirit. But I really like what Jesus says. So I go to my favorite scripture, which is John, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12. And I use the King James because the King James is the most explicit. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, do you know a double verily issues only in the Gospel of John, and it's the word amen, amen. Jesus uses the strongest language possible by saying, verily, verily, he that believes in me, do you believe in Jesus? I do believe in Jesus. I believe in his goodness. That song, I look behind me. What's running after me? It's the goodness of God running after me. Blessed be God. Come on, goodness. Come on, goodness. Come on, mercy. Follow me. I'm running. I'm running. Grab my leg. Do it. Do it. You know where they got that song? That's out of Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. What dogs you're trying? Oh, the devil's running. Devil not running after me. I'm running after him, chasing him out of California, out of the United States, out of this world, in Jesus' name, because goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, all the days, all the days. Where is the time? Oh, there's the time. Well, praise God. I have 3 whole minutes. Thank you, Jesus. He that believes in me, the works that I do, shall you do also. And greater works. Greater works. Wow. Oh, wow. I love that. Greater work shall you do, because I grow the Father. Well, Larry, how do you get this? Listen to the Bible. Read the next 2 verses. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's how you do it. You demand. The word ask is a teo, something like that. And it means to demand something that is due you. If you're to take my phone, I could ask you nicely to give it back, but if I'm in a hurry, give it back to me. It's my phone. If you got cancer in your body, get out of me, you foul devil. Get off of my body in Jesus' mighty name. You got the right to do that. You have the right to do that. Now, I am not one who gets sick, but I have been 30 years praying for the sick. But last year, many of you know, I got very sick. 7 hospital stays. And tonight is the anniversary of my last hospital stay. 1 year ago tonight, I was bleeding profusely. At midnight, I was still bleeding profusely. I've been bleeding for 5 hours. And the doctor didn't have a clue what was going on. But there is one that knows what is going on. He is the Holy Spirit, and he lives within me. And my precious, glorious, wonderful wife, who's a prize from God to me, is my recompense for things suffered before. And I honor you, my beloved one. Oh, I love that girl. She said, it's midnight. She said, what scripture you want me to pray for you, honey? I said, how about the woman with the issue of blood? That's appropriate. So she began to pray this. This is Mark, the 5th chapter. And she began to pray it in the Amplified. And it says, when the woman touched Jesus and she got the zap of the power of God, it says, the blood was dried up at the source. At the source. Now, the woman with the issue of blood, you can figure out what the source is. For me, you could not figure out what the source was. And the doctor had no idea where and what the source was. So we began to pray at midnight, 1 year ago tonight, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and at 4 a.m., sharp. Bam, the blood stopped flowing. And I said, I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be God. I feel good. Let me out of this hospital. let me out, let me out. And I am so weak, they had to give me 2 units of blood. But at 8:30 in the morning, they do the procedure to check me out. Well, I know, Melanie knows, I am here. I feel good. Listen to me, I feel good. Thank you, Jesus. So they wheel me in. I'm in there out for 30 minutes, and they say to her now, you know, he'll probably become out groggy, and he won't know what's going on. And she's the first guy in there. He comes out. He's all groggy and sick-looking and all that. And then she, well, your husband's going to be coming out soon. Just watch for him, but it's going to be okay. And she hears, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. She says, I think he's healed. And the doctor comes by, and he tells her this before I know that. He says, you know, we looked everywhere. We found no source of bleeding anywhere. He is perfectly whole. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1 year ago tonight, that took place. And 1 year ago tomorrow, we walked out of the hospital healed. And we went to Wood Ranch. We went there tonight. And we had the biggest steak I could possibly eat. I munched it down. Red meat. I lost blood. I need red meat. So we had it. And I felt good. And I still feel good. Thank you, Jesus. If you will believe. If you will believe what Jesus said, you're going to be okay. He said to Martha, John 11:40, did I not say to you, Martha, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? 5 minutes later, she saw her brother Lazarus come back from the dead, bound in a tahrim, this bandage around him. And she said, loose him and let him go. Because he would have suffocated. Let that guy go. He said to Jairus in Mark 5, when Jairus got the worst news of father, I have 3 daughters, the worst news a father could ever hear, your daughter is dead. But Jesus is right there. See, if Jesus is there, and I don't know about you, I do know about you, he's with you at all times because he said the Holy Spirit will never leave or forsake you ever. Lo, he is with you forever. And the Holy Spirit is in you and around you, and he is upon you. I love the upon. That's what this is about tonight. The Holy Spirit is upon us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So he said to Jairus, when Jairus heard those words, do not trouble the master any longer, for your daughter is dead. Jesus grabbed, this is my opinion, he grabbed Jairus like this. He's standing right next to him. I know Jesus. Who knows Jesus here? You know what I said is true. I know he grabbed this man whose heart just broke. And he said in the most gentle, loving, caring voice, don't be afraid, son. Just believe. He says to you tonight, I don't care what you are facing. Listen to me. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the bank has said. I don't care what the devil has said. I sure don't care what the devil has said. Because if he said it, it's got to be a lie. Right? It cannot be the truth. Even when he said the things to Jesus, just lift up, cast yourself down, because it is written. He never completed the right statement. Because he doesn't know the truth. There is no truth in him. He is a liar. But Jesus Holy Spirit is in us, and he speaks the truth. He is the Spirit of truth. He will lead you in all things, Jesus said. He is the truth. He is the way, and he is the way to the Father. This is Jesus in us. Let's all stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever has been said to you, whatever's been said, Jesus, if you'll listen to what Jesus said and is saying, both what he said, the Bible. You know, you can get saved, healed, baptized, Holy Ghost, and go to heaven ever without any hearing anything God says to you other than the Bible. This is the truth. But you don't have to put up with that. You can have more. You can have everything Jesus is speaking to you all the time. My sheep hear my voice. And I am your sheep. I am your little lamb, Jesus. And the little lamb of God, the little lamb of God, he's the big lamb of God. The little lamb of God hears the voice of the lamb of God. And I hear him say, you are my beloved son, Larry boy. I'm so proud of you, son. I'm so proud of you. Delphina, you are my precious daughter. I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I hold you in my hand, and I will never, ever let you go. These are all statements that Jesus says. If we will believe, we will receive, and we will see the glory of God. Not necessarily in the future. Now. Now. So tonight, if the teams will come forward, this is what you had to want to do, right, Pastor Steve? If the teams will come forward right now, if you have whatever it is that the enemy or the world has said, Jesus wants to set you free. And Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. There's no debating that. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Receive what Jesus said tonight, and you will be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask, as we're going to come down either side of the side rows, and then we'll exit through the center. That way, there'll be ushers that can help make sure, but you're welcome to come to anyone and have prayer, but this way we won't just get a crowd in the front. And if you are being prayed for and you feel the presence and the power and you start to feel weak, I don't know if I got a catcher behind you, so just kind of go down like this for me, okay? And we're going to get the catchers back. We're needing them more and more, but I'll release a blessing. We'll get some worship sound and just engage. But Father, we just agree. Helen, would you come up here? Helen Varela, I want you just to release a blessing. Lord, you are, thank you for the testimonies. We're going to minister to the people online, so you stay with us. But thank you for the testimonies that we've heard, the stories of discovery, the glories of Jesus Christ, the power of your living word. We thank you for the miracles now that will be breaking forth, the various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to your will. Helen, why don't you come up, and I'm going to have you prayer, and then I want you to go down and get into ministry time. Just release the blessing of healing over all of us to receive.
Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. We are your chosen people, and we release your spirit, Father. Thank you. No more delays. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed what you're doing tonight, Father. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We release your spirit of freedom, Father. Thank you, Father, for your power, the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious, precious Spirit. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for open heaven, Lord. Thank you for open heaven, Lord.
You can receive right where you are right now, online.
Thank you for open heaven, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Just keep the ministry going. I think there's miracles happening.
Father God, we ask for miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord. We bless what you're doing right now, Father. We ask for a greater anointing right now, Father, over the leaders. We ask, Father, for open hearts and childlike faith. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, the name above all names. Father, I see your heart. I see your heart here, Lord, over your people. I see your love, Father. Right now, your love is hovering over your people.
Yes,
I see your spirit right now, Lord. Oh! I see your love. I see your heart, Father.
I'm getting a picture of multiple stomach conditions being addressed here in the auditorium, here online. Infirmities can be disorders and digestion, ulcers, Crohn's disease, constipation. But the Lord is unlocking your digestive, your gut. He's restoring health, healing. Probiotics, the whole, he's doing a work. It's a glorious, from stomach to the outtake. There's restoration, renewal, there's healing, scar tissue being dealt with. Just receive that. If you've had a stomach condition, you're not sure what it is or you know what it is, just as the scripture says, go your way. Your stomach is healed in Jesus' name. Go your way. Your stomach, your intestines, your whole small colon, large colon, all of that in small intestine, you're healed in Jesus' name. Go your way. You're well. Whoa.
The Spirit of God, just breathe. Just breathe in the breath of God.
You could have just held her, but Helen just saw the vision of the Spirit of God just breathing the breath of God over every one of us in this room, everyone online, just Spirit of God breathing the breath of God, the life of God, the breath he breathed upon them, breath of life come to the slain, and life came. Oh, Shibare Lema. A number of people here in the house or online, in line or online, I've gotten some bad news, terrifying news. It could be trauma, post-trauma, returning to threaten, conflicts that you wish would go away but now want to rise up and become bigger again. And the Lord is just stepping in as he did to Jairus and saying, don't be afraid. It's not going the way someone's saying. It's not going to turn out that way. I'm now stepping in, and I'm turning the outcome. It's not going to be what you fear. It's going to be what you believe. And even while we're standing here, listening, worshiping, and in the next few days, the Lord's going to declare over you his outcome. He's going to prophesy. He's going to prophesy. The way we do it is simply present ourselves to the Lord in his truth, in the truth of where we are, but in the truth of who he is, and let him now declare to you, this is now the outcome. And he's going to prophesy, and all of us will start to agree, this is how this will go. This is now what's going to happen. This is what's going to be done. This is how God's going to remedy this. This is the outcome. You don't have to know the details, but you can declare the outcome. You can declare the victory. I will live and not die. I will come out of this duress into rest. I will come out of the confusion into clarity. I will no longer live in fear. I will abound in his love. I will no longer be fragmented. I will be brought made. I will be whole. I will no longer be tormented. I will be in peace. I will no longer be intimidated. I will live in the confidence and courage of God. He's speaking that way over us. In line, online, later date, tune in, hear it again, take it, embrace it, and then make it yours. And then say out loud, once you hear the Lord say, the Lord says, and say it out loud in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus is the signature on the check. It's the voice signature on the prophecy that gives the attention to hell, heaven, and all of Holy Spirit's movement. Shabo de ba 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 ba. Whoa, this is so good, man. Oh, don't you love the Lord and his goodness, his mercy? There's a strength anointing coming, an anointing for strength coming right now. What it is you have been run down, physically run down possibly, emotionally run down, spiritually run down. It's like your phone when it's popping up red, 20%, 10%, 5%, 2%. Some cases, your battery went dead and you don't even know how to get back turned on. The Lord says that out of the riches of his glory, Father is going to strengthen you. There's a source of power through his spirit into the inner man. So the inner man is the receiver. The glory is the source. And the Spirit of God is the cord, the transmitter. And as you're strengthened in the inner man, and it's happening to many people online, in line, it's happening. There's a strengthening coming. It's like you're facing stuff that you don't know. You don't have any more resource to do. But God says, "I'm your resource. I'm going to empower you with the dunamis of my might, of my energy, of my effectiveness in your spirit." In your inner man, I'm gonna raise you up, and the result, Christ dwelling in your heart by faith. This all of a sudden, whoa, I am aware, I'm conscious, confident, he's here, Christ dwelling there, here in my heart by faith. And then within that faith, immediately there comes an awareness of being rooted and grounded in love. It's like, whoa, I'm not only in Christ, I'm loved by God in Christ. I'm immersed in love, surrounded in love. And that love that you hear, others hear, you begin to hear the sound of the community of the body that can only hear, that all the saints together hear this width and breadth and length, this width and length and depth and height of this love. and the fullness of God starts to fill. This is like the fullness of him who fills all in all, the body manifesting. Something's happening. You're going to find yourself in the body of Jesus in a far more intentional fashion. There's been some hurt, or there's been some disconnect, or there's been some just confusion. But God's saying, I'm going to pull you into the network of my love in my body, my love for my body. No more conflicting emotions. I'm going to give you a confidence in my love, the love that drives out fear, the love that displaces what ifs and the anxious thoughts. It's coming right now. Right now, just receive from heaven the glory of God, Holy Spirit coming into the inner man, pressing in you might, dunamis, power, strength into the inner man. Christ coming, fully residing, abiding, permanently dwelling, forever you're aware. He lives, he lives, he lives in me. And love. I'm loved. Nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And not only am I loved, but I am in the company of love, in the community of love, in the family of love. And the disconnects and the breaches that have seemingly been impossible to live with or bear, they don't mean anything because it's the same love going back and forth and in and out and up and down and outside and around. And there comes a fullness that starts to fill because no longer is fear the formatter and competition, but now love is, and completeness. And God's glory. He's being glorified. The church is going to become the most glorious image of Christ in the earth. The earth's never yet seen the glorified Christ in the church as it's going to see. And you're going to be a champion. You're a champion. It doesn't matter where you've been. In fact, the worse the journey, the better you're going to look. The deeper you've been, the deeper the dungeon, the brighter the heavens are going to be for you. The more disconnect you've lived with, the more collective connectedness you're going to experience. You are going to walk in union. And the longer your delay, the more glorious the outcome. Oh, the word of the living God never will, never will, never will return to him void. But it will accomplish what he sent it to do, or prosper in the thing he sent it to do, accomplish what he pleases. The pleasure of God is looking over his living word. You heard it. Now he's doing it. Ooh. Greater, greater, greater. Glory to God and the glory to the Father in Christ, through Christ, forever and ever, generation to generation. More, more, more. Generational. Whoa. Last word, and then we'll say a blessing. I think we're getting everybody getting up. Yeah, this is good. I don't know about you, but this is good. This is good. It's just where we live. This is the children's bread. The children's bread. The children's bread. Whoa. Whoa. Now, what was it you wanted to say? Last thing. Just turn your eyes and let us thank Jesus, receive Jesus, worship Jesus, receive from Jesus, be transformed into Jesus' likeness, into his glorified, resurrected life. Whoa! Okay, so here, thank you. You're always so good about that. The Lord says that he has chosen this hour for trigenerational, many generational fulfillments. There are promises made to ancestors, grandparents, parents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents that are yet to be fulfilled, that are now to be fulfilled in our lives. It's an inheritance of the promises made to fathers is coming alive. It is like... there is no reason promises are going to have to remain for the next generation because they're racing forward from the past into the moment. And there is going to become a vision to see those ahead of us flourish in ways we never could, those behind us to be rewarded in ways we never thought, and for ourselves to soar wherever we are in the scheme and the scope of life, to blossom into abundant life. Whoa, 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 whoa. All the generations coming alive, all the generations. It's going to happen in the men's wave. There's going to be a precious confidence given to the fathers for the sons and the sons for the fathers, the hearts turning, the expectancy growing, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob moments of we're in a covenant process, and the recognition that he is not only our God, but he's the God of our father, and he's the God of our grandparents, and he's the God of those who spoke life into us and movements that we had been a part of. Whoa. I just want to release a blessing over that wave. That's a wave coming next Wednesday, next Saturday. It's a movement. That's what waves are. They are movement. They're movement that were created by movement of air that moved water, that water moved over oceans to it hits the shoreline, and it becomes a beautiful cascade of an experience. And that's coming, a wave. It's coming, a wave of generational blessing and healing and restoration and freedom and liberty and joy and love and laughter and lightness and delightfulness. It's going to be fathers healing. Fathers that are no longer alive, that are in heaven, will the sons will no longer carry the pressures of what they couldn't resolve. They will no longer fear what they saw. They will be just, it's going to be expansive visions. I just see the Lord releasing visions to young men and old men alike to enter into the confidence of what God set in motion, to see the fulfillment, to hear the good news, and to come back forward, to step into a new season, to declare a new process, outcomes. There's going to come such a power of blessing upon the men to bless both fathers and sons, daughters and mothers, wives. They're going to be a blessing club. It's going to be not a bless me club, but I'm going to bless you club. I'm in a prophetic utterance declaring, decreeing futures. And you're going to be prophesying to bank tellers without them even hearing you say a word. But you will say the word. The Father will hear the word. And then when it comes the time, you'll be able to shake their hand and say, by the way, I see you becoming. You're stepping into. You're going to be. Because there's an anointing of the prophetic utterance over the generational promises that God the Father knows Holy Spirit's bringing into fruition has to happen for the full glorification of the church. So, we got everybody. Everybody been prayed for? Just hold up your hand if you're in the audience, if you're online. Whew. Lord, we receive everything you've given tonight. We declare that in the name of Jesus, all healing, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, gifts of the Holy Spirit, unlocking of the past, freedom of issues that controlled us and into the future, into truth, into blessing, all of it has been released. We receive it all. We receive what we see. We receive what we cannot yet see. We receive what we've heard, and we say, God, now, build us into an abiding company of miracle carriers, an abiding company of collectors and release and givers. Whoa. Grace, grace, grace to completion on everything you've set in motion in Jesus' glorious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. I love you online. You're a beautiful part of our body. Take your healing home. Take your deliverance. Take your freedom. Share it with others. Enjoy our 4th of July celebrations and celebrate the freedom that Christ gave us. That's the highest form of freedom that any of us can ever enjoy and know, no matter where we are today. Amen. God bless you.